And Nanado has promised to bring back the Ministry of Fisheries if given the nod in the December polls. Nanado said the move is to give the fisherfolk a voice at cabinet level. Nanado, who was delivering his policy on agriculture in Hu, called for strict enforcement of the Fisheries Act to stop the abuse of Ghana's marine fisheries.
The Kufuor government instituted a Ministry of Fisheries to oversee this sector, and it was beginning to show good results. I promise that next January, God willing, and with your votes, and the Kufuor government will bring back the Ministry of Fisheries. The fisherfolk will have a voice around the cabinet table, and their concerns will be articulated at the highest level of government. Gentlemen, nearly all of Ghana's marine fisheries and some inland fisheries are currently being overfished. Sustainable management of our fishing resources is crucial to the livelihood of the sector. A fishing sector where regulations are neither followed nor enforced is not the way forward. We will allocate additional resources for the enforcement of fisheries management policy as set out in the Fisheries Act of 2002.
Nanado also promised to process 60% of cocoa by the year 2018. He said cocoa, which has served as the bedrock of Ghana's development over a century, will be given special attention. He noted that his government will continue to provide incentives to cocoa farmers in order to consolidate the gains made.
We aim to consolidate production at 1 million tons per annum and process up to 60% of our cocoa locally by the year 2018. Mr. Chairman, agriculture remains the fuel that powers all our activity in Ghana. We ignore it at our risk. I give you my pledge that farmers, food crop farmers, fish farmers, and livestock farmers will all have the support and respect they deserve from an Akufo-Addo government. We need to raise agriculture to a higher plane to be able to improve on the quality of life for our people. The NPP has the plan and the will to make it happen, and I'm going to lead a dynamic and competent team that will show results, not talk, not propaganda, results.
An agricultural technology fund will also be established by the next NPP government. Nanado noted that the fund will address the problems farmers face in terms of finance. He said he'll increase access to farming lands in the northern savannah. Nana maintained that Ghana can become the powerhouse of agriculture in West Africa.
To address the problems our farmers face in terms of finance, the Akufo-Addo government will establish an agricultural technology fund, ATS. This fund will provide finance to small and large-scale farmers at subsidized rates of interest. This will enable them to acquire the relevant inputs and technology to make them more competitive and increase their output per hectare. We will also reposition the Agriculture Development Bank to fulfill its original mandate of specifically supporting agriculture.
The NPP presidential candidate said his government will establish 250 mechanization centers across the country to promote the use of technology and update farming methods. Nanado will continue to subsidize fertilizers for farmers. He said he'll make the agricultural sector more sophisticated, productive and efficient. He said economic indicators show that Ghana is showing signs of Dutch disease. He said the agricultural growth has decreased. Back in his comments with figures, Nanado said in 2008, agricultural growth was 7.6%, while in 2011 it came down to 2.8%. Nanado called for attitudinal change in the way farmers are treated.